someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Ethel Merman and America's favorite cowboy, Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh, boy, we're going to riddle the Rialto tonight, ain't we?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's an old cowhand from Elko, Nevada, hey. Bing Crosby.
Who's this?
That's a nice send-off, Ken. I'm glad you appreciate the fact that I'm a real cowboy.
Well, Bing, everybody knows you're really a dude.
Listen here, partner, I ain't no dude. I'm as tough a hombre as ever wheeled on a prairie dog and hit him between the eyes with a few shreds of cut plug.
No use trying to fool me, Bing. I've been over to Elko. It's not wild and woolly at all.
Don't ever kid yourself. It's pretty rugged around Elko.
Oh, I stayed over there last summer at the Ranch Inn. That hotel's just as modern as the Waldorf Astoria.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Do the bellboys at the Waldorf Astoria wear spurs?
I've often wondered about that Ranch Inn. Why do the bellboys there wear those spurs?
You just forget to give them a tip sometime. You find out.
But you have it right in the Levi's,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir. Them boys take dead aim. They'll pico your pantaloons for you. I tell you, it's rugged over there. Well, just like the song we're going to barbecue directly, this is a cutter. It's called Copper Canyon, from the Paramount picture of the same name.
When I'm up to my neck, being down in the mouth, there's a place I can play. So to lose my hankering, I pull my anchoring and head that away. Dee-de-lie, dee-de-lo, hear the fiddle and bow and swing your cares away. Down in Copper Canyon, people are mighty gay. Look at her, look at him, look at Sally and Slim. Why, they're so glad they came. And in Copper Canyon, I sure am feeling the same. I'm gonna dance with the girly, romance with the girly, the one in the prettiest gown. Have a wing ding, have a time. It's that kind of town. Deedle-eye, deedle-o, keep a tapping your toe and give a yip-yahoo. 'Cause in Copper Canyon, there ain't nothing else to do.
Gonna dance with the fellas, romance with the fellas, whirl in a prettiest gowns. Have a wing ding, have a time. It's that kind of time.
Deedle-eye, deedle-o, keep a tapping your toe and give a yip-yahoo. 'Cause in Copper Canyon, there ain't nothing else to do. But have a hoedown, let the cider go down, hoop and holler, I'm never gonna slow down.
Gals in gingham, what you gonna bring 'em? Bring 'em, gingham, if you wanna swing 'em.
Down in Copper Canyon, there ain't nothing else. I don't want nothing else, and I ain't got nothing else to do. Down in Copper Canyon.
Friends, we want to explain how every one of you can judge for yourself which cigarette is milder. Now, all you have to do is make the same test that all tobacco farmers make to judge which of their tobaccos is mild. Yes, be your own cigarette expert. It's as simple as ABC.
A, buy a pack of Chesterfields and open the top all the way. B, smell the pleasantly mild aroma that comes from that Chesterfield pack. C, compare that milder Chesterfield aroma with what you get from any other brand.
As soon as you do, you'll find that Chesterfields do have a milder aroma. And then when you light up, you'll find that Chesterfields smoke milder.
That's because tobaccos that smell milder smoke milder. You see, that milder Chesterfield aroma comes from the right combination of the world's best tobaccos. No other cigarette has it, only Chesterfield. What goes into a cigarette is what you get out of it. And into every Chesterfield, we put mild, ripe, properly aged tobaccos.
So out of every Chesterfield, you get a cooler, better-tasting smoke, a much milder smoke.
So be your own cigarette expert.
Yes, friends, make this test yourself. Buy Chesterfields today and enjoy more smoking pleasure than any other cigarette can give you. Always buy Chesterfields.
Chesterfields satisfy women and men. Chesterfields over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield's ABC.
Got a home run on you?
Here's the rhythm hit from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which incidentally is sung by a San Francisco girl, Miss Carol Channing.
Bye, bye, baby. Remember you're my baby. When they give you the eye, although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, baby's still on the square. I'll be so gloomy, but send that rainbow to me. Then my shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
Bye-bye, baby. Remember you're his baby when they give you the eye. Although he knows that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square.
I'll be so gloomy. Just send that rainbow to me. Then my shadows will fly. Though you'll be gone for a while, I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by.
With my baby by and
by. In the American theater today, I say no one, has the verve, the vitality, or the voice of the lady about to whisk into the Chesterfield chambers. New York theater goer. My own rack, too. New York theater goers love her madly. The critics adore her passionately. I'm kind of gone on the gal myself. Let's roll out the rug now for the Maharani of musical comedy, the original Annie of Annie Get Your Gun, Ethel Merman. Get out and join us, Miss Merman. Come on. Oh, it's great to see you, Ethel, real great. But I thought you were going to be out here a month ago. What held you up?
Oh, I wanted to come out sooner, but I had a television deal offered me, and I spent a long time thinking it over.
Well, I can understand that.
Believe me, it was a tough decision to make.
What'd you finally decide, Ethel?
Well, I figured this way, Bing. I've been on Broadway, mm-hmm. in the movies and in radio. I can afford it, so I bought the set.
You're a brave girl.
Well, Bingo, there's one guy on television who's tops for my money.
Who's
and
that?
That's Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh, well, you're only speaking of my pal. Hoppy and I are going to make a movie together, you know, at Paramount.
Hey, that's a great idea. I can see the billboards now. Crosby and Cassidy, together at last. See what happens when two blazing six guns meet two lazy tonsils.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Cut that out. On behalf of Paramount Pictures, Miss Merman, I thank you. Dankeschön.
Dankeschön? Mm-hmm. One thing, I didn't know you could speak German.
Oh, you know, just a few words. When I was a kid, we had a dachshund, you know. Oh.
You were lucky. When I was a kid, we were poor. I had to play with boys.
Oh. More dangerous than dogs.
I know. Boys bite.
Say, Ethel, are your two kids, are they Hopalong fans?
They're kids, aren't they?
No, gotta be fans. Well, that's the way with all of them, Ethel. Hoppy's the biggest thing to hit the movie business since the noiseless popcorn bag.
That Cassidy hombre certainly really started something with his merchandise business.
Didn't he?
Why, I saw a grown man in Los Angeles wearing a Hopalong Cassidy belt.
That's nothing, Ethel. A lot of grown men wear Hopalong Cassidy belts.
This was Roy Rogers.
Well, Roy's got to keep his pants up, too. Hey, Ethel. I tell you what, as long as you're so Cassidy conscious, how'd you like to meet the man in person?
If I don't, Bingo, I'll never be able to get my kids to obey me again. Where is he?
Well, he'll be riding in here to Chesterfield Town very soon. While we're waiting for him to arrive, why don't you and I sing a little song together? What do you say?
What do you got in mind?
Well, we could cuddle up real close and do a love song.
Oh, if we cuddle up real close, why kill it by singing?
You're right. I'll tell you what, Merm. I'll put on my putty nose and I'll slip into some baggy pants. We'll do a comedy song.
Oh, the ones you're wearing will do.
Cut it out. These are my straight man's pants I got on now. Well, Ethel, you've done some great Decca records with Ray Bolger. I heard some of them on the radio. I thought we could maybe do one of those songs. You know, like there's a thing you did with him called Deary, or If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake. How about that?
Oh, okay. No, let's do Deary. Huh?
Deary? Fine. We'll give the folks a little memory lesson here and see how far they go back.
Deary.
Oh, Deary.
Deary, do you remember when we waltzed to the Sousa band? My, wasn't the music grand? Chowder parties down by the seashore. Every 4th of July, test your memory, my dearie.
Let me hear from you.
Do you recall when Henry Ford couldn't even fix a running board under a Chandler 6? Dearie,
I drove an Essex.
Life
myself.
Was cheery in the good old days gone by. Do you remember?
Ah, yes.
Well, if you remember,
I remember.
Then, dearie, you're much older than I.
What kind of a switch is this? All right, tuddle around deep. Wait a minute, I'm warming up. Deary. Oh, dearie. Don Amici gets better cues than that. Right. Same thing. Ah, dearie, do you remember when most gents owned a pair of spats, winged collar and derby hats? Lovely ladies swinging their bustles made those gentlemen sigh. Test your memory, my dearie.
I'm testing.
Do you remember watching John L. win every fight? 'Cause nobody ducked from Sullivan's right. Dearie, life was cheery in those good old days gone by. Do you remember?
Of course I do.
If you remember.
How old do you think I am?
Well, dearie, you're much older than I.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Well, we'll see.
Come in, let me hear from you.
Dearie, do you remember when we sat up all night together?
Oh, yes, Pittsburgh on the crystal sets. Keystone movies. We got Coogan and Chaplin.
Ah, they made you laugh and then cry. Test your memory, my dearie.
I'm racking my brain.
Do you recall when Gilda Gray did the shimmy shake
that started the San Francisco
quake? You mean fire, dearie. Life was cheery
in those good old days gone by.
Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Remember how they loved Harry Lauderdale?
Yes, my, wasn't the palace packed.
Jenny Lind, presented by Barnum.
She sang her sweet lullabies. Test your memory, my dearie.
Chicago all in flames.
Well, it sure caused a terrific row.
And they blamed it on Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Well, life was cheery.
In the good old days gone by.
Remember, oh, yes. Well, if you remember, the nearer you're much older than I.
Thanks, Ethel. Now, folks, here's a gentleman who for a long time has been a leading citizen of Cinema City. Not only because of his screen counterpart, but because of the kind of fellow that he is personally. His popularity with kids and grown-ups, too, is richly deserved. Here now is the leading exponent of the Old West, Hopalong Cassidy.
Thanks, Bing.
Oh, it's good to have you back on the show, Bill.
It's nice being here, Bing. Nice to be in San Francisco.
How did you come up?
Horse.
You rode all the way from Los Angeles on your horse?
No, I rode the Iron Horse.
Oh,
came up on the Lark.
The Lark. How was the trip?
Oh, pretty dull. Didn't see one single engine or one solitary train.
Well, of course, the U.S. Cavalry's keeping the tracks pretty clear now. Johnny Wayne and Johnny Agar and them boys. Now, Hoppy, I'd like to have you meet a real friend of mine. Shake hands with Ethel Merman, huh?
Howdy, Pod. I've been dying to meet you.
Well, Ethel, I've been a great fan of yours for a long time.
Yeah, but I'll bet you never ran all over New York trying to buy a pair of Ethel Merman six-shooters.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Not yet, but there might be.
Say, you know, why don't you get into the act, Ethel? Everybody in Hollywood is doing what Hoppy's done. Just the other day, some grocery company came out with Ronald Coleman tea bags.
Well, that's nothing, Bing. The hardware store in my neighborhood sells Humphrey Bogart brass knuckles.
No.
Say, what about Lassie Flea Powder?
Well, Don Amici, he's got the hottest product of the whole bunch.
Telephone?
No. The new Don Amici plastic teeth, they light up after dark.
A complete Hopalong Cassidy outfit for both of my kids.
Well, thank you very much. Incidentally, have you seen the new Hopalong Cassidy pajamas that we're putting out?
Not yet, but I'm sure I will.
Well, you will. I guarantee you they're going to go like hotcakes. Only way you can get kids out of their Hopalong Cassidy suits is to promise them they can put on their Hopalong Cassidy pajamas and get in their little Hopalong Cassidy beds.
Hoppy, you're changing the whole country. I used to think I lived in a quiet apartment in Midtown Manhattan, but today it's just a bunkhouse way out west on Central Park West.
Ethel, I suppose to your children, Central Park is the Wild West.
And how? They branded every squirrel in New York.
Yeah, now how are you going to brand a squirrel?
With hot peanuts. Since the first of the year, Central Park has seen at least a dozen squirrel stampedes.
Holy smokes. Any casualties?
Well, one nursemaid and a policeman were trampled together.
Were they hurt?
Well, they hurt. No, they rather enjoyed it. Were you ever run over by a squirrel?
Only once, but I had it coming to me. I was making a noise like a walnut.
Well, I'll do it every time. Say, Ethel, Hoppy, I think we've been standing here whacking our rack long enough. Well, why don't we... I think what the kids would enjoy, I really do, is a real rip-snorting Western drama, huh? Ken, we set the scene?
Well, certainly. Overture, if you please, Mr. Trotter. We take you now to a little heard of town in Nevada called Little Heard of Nevada. It's a rip snorting cow town where there's never a dull moment. There have been a lot of strange goings on, and the citizens have sent for a federal marshal to come out and find out why these strange goings on are going on. The scene opens in the dirty double decker. A sandwich shop operated by Mr. Crosby. The dirty double-decker is filled with hungry cowpokes who are busy poking cow in their mouths. We now take you to the dirty double-decker with mustard and pickles.
Well, look at here, man. It's a girl. She's coming right up the soda fountain.
Hey, bartender.
I'm the owner, ma'am. Have a snort.
Thanks, sport.
Just who are you, ma'am?
Take a look at this badge.
Says Marshal. You ain't the federal marshal, are you?
I ain't Herbert.
Can I be of service to you, Marshal?
You certainly can. Who are you, stranger?
I'm the owner of the Rockin' R, Circle Z, Lazy M, Half Diamond, C Bar, Flying W, Square X Bar, Double Triangle, Rolling J Ranch. A half acre of heaven.
That's a mighty nice spread you got.
Thanks, ma'am. And the same to you.
What's your name, stranger?
I'm Hopalong Cassidy.
Oh, what about you, Shorty?
Ma'am? My... I've never been this here. Ma'am, my name is Crosby. Squirtalong Crosby.
Gun squirt along.
Well, ma'am, when I was a boy, I promised my mother I wouldn't touch nothing stronger than water.
Crosby's water pistols have done this town a lot of good, ma'am.
Yes,
there ain't a hombre in these parts that's got a dirty face anymore.
Well, let me tell you something, Squirty. From now on, I'm the law in these parts. Now, tell me all you know about these strange goings-on that's been goings-on around here.
Well, all I know is that every night after the bank closes, some varmint has been breaking in there.
Yup, somebody's been putting money in the bank after hours.
Yeah.
Putting money in?
Yes. Sounds to me like it's a crook who was frightened by a bottle of Saratan or something.
Cassidy, I want to see you in private. Squirty, you go out to the watering trough and load your guns.
Okay, Martha. I'll see you later.
Hoppy, just between you and me, I don't trust that Crosby too much. You notice how his eyes point in?
Ah, that don't prove nothing. Notice how his ears point out?
Anyway, I got a plan. Tonight, you and me will hide in the bank. We'll disguise ourselves as money.
Well, ma'am, you look like $1 million, and I ain't never seen it piled up quite so slow.
This ain't no time for compliments, Cassidy. Now listen, Hoppy. You meet me in the bank at midnight.
I'll be there, Marshal Merman.
We'll just settle down here in the bank and wait for developments.
Looks like trouble.
Who's there?
There's nobody here but us money.
Well, what do you know? It's true. It does talk. Work on that, Alice.
What did I tell you, Hoppy? It's Crosby. And look, he's making a deposit.
Why, that ornery varmint. This is the last deposit he'll ever make when the bank is closed. Okay, squirt along. I got you covered.
Look out, Hoppy. He's going to shoot.
Ha ha! You missed me. Drop those guns, Crosby.
Oh, no, I won't. I'm going down when my guns are squirting.
Well, you asked for it.
Doggone you, Hoppy. You punctured my water pistol.
Well, you had it coming, you varmint.
All right, Crosby. Slip into these handcuffs. I'm a-taking you to jail. And after you serve 4 or 5 years, you and me is going to get married.
Well, thanks, Marshal. If that's not a square deal, my name ain't Squirt Along Crosby. Say, Ken, have you caught that new movie of Greg Peck's at 12 o'clock high?
Oh, you mean Daryl Zanuck's production for 20th Century Fox? Oh, sure, I saw it, Bing. That's a great show. By the way, I understand Gregory Peck's a Chesterfield smoker.
Oh, but of course. In fact, a little while ago, I was asking Greg why he smokes Chesterfields. And he said, Bing, it's because they're milder. Everyone who wants a milder smoke should smoke Chesterfields. And he's so right. Because Chesterfield is the best cigarette because it's milder.
Yes, Chesterfields are milder. They taste better, and they leave a clean, fresh taste in your mouth.
That's what they do. Now, folks, when you have a chance, go see Gregory Peck in 12 o'clock high. It's a very well-made picture about a bomber group in the 8th Air Force. I think you'll like it.
And remember, what Greg Peck says about Chesterfields is what most of the Hollywood stars say. They're milder. It's the best cigarette.
Yes, sir. Grab a couple of packs, folks, and see for yourself what a good mild smoke Chesterfields give you. Chesterfields give you everything you want in a cigarette, so smoke them, huh? Here's a nice ballad, really well written. It's much played these days. It's by Mr. Ned Washington and Mr. Victor Young.
The night is like a lovely tune. Beware, my foolish heart. How white the ever-constant moon. Take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination that's hard to see on an evening such as this. For they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. Her lips are much too close to mine. Beware, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the magic start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. My foolish heart.
Folks, that's just about it for this session. I certainly want to tender my warmest thanks to Miss Ethel Merman and Hopalong Cassidy for appearing with us tonight.
It was great, Bing.
Might as well thank Hoppy's sponsor, too, Grape Nuts Flakes, huh? For letting them come over to our diggings.
Thank you, Bing.
Say, Bill, you're going to hit the road pretty soon, aren't you, with the Cole Brothers Circus? Is that true?
That's right. We open in Chicago April 21st.
That's a big day in shine.
Who's going to be with you next week, Bing?
Oh, very big. Next week, Ethel, our guests will be the Andrews Sisters. And once again, we're going to have the famous Dixieland Band on. You know, the Firehouse 5+2. Great group. Well, come on, kids. Let's sashay over to the Perry Louvre, and I'll pick up the check. I'll buy you the dinner. See you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke. And thanks very much.
The Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, the Andrews Sisters and the Firehouse 5+2. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show follows immediately.